His jaw dropped and he stopped eating.
No fooling. You saw a gorilla in the feed barn?
Yes, sir. A live one. He was ripping open sacks of horse feed and throwing bales of hay around as if they were nothing but pillows.
Oh my gosh, he must have been big.
I'd say so, yes. I'd guess he was, 7 feet tall, weighed 500 pounds.
No fooling?
Honest. He was tearing the place apart and the racket was terrible.
What did you do?
I threw back the door, marched in there and yelled, "Freeze, turkey, you're under arrest." Drover's eyes went blank.
I thought you said he was a gorilla.
I did.
But then you said it was a frozen turkey.
I did not say that. When I rushed in to make my arrest, I yelled, "Freeze, turkey." That's what you're supposed to yell when you bust into a place and make an arrest.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that.
Remember it, son. You might need it one of these days.
If I ever catch a gorilla, I think I'll just call him Mr. Gorilla and then go hide in the machine shed.
You're interrupting my story. Thanks. You're welcome. Okay. So I busted in there and told him he was under arrest. He whirled around and looked at me with this horrible, ugly face. Red eyes that glowed in the dark, Drover. Drover was buying my story. I mean, he was scared speechless. Did I dare go on with the yarn and give him even more of a scare? Heh. You bet. Only, it led to something I never could have predicted.